What's up? All right, it's on.
What's up, people?
What's up, guys? Welcome to our show.
Yep.
It's been a while we recorded. It's been a long, long while, but
yeah,
we'll be doing this thing. I think we'll come back fully now.
We know you missed us.
Yeah, you missed us for sure.
Yeah.
I'm here with Bungie.
Ha! No, you guys didn't hear that. I'm so happy to be on this show, man.
Guy, we've been scheduling to record this show with you remotely, like using Zoom. But you know,
I've been thinking about that.
You just work since, guy.
I've been thinking about that.
You just work since.
I swear. Guy, like, I don't know the reason I'm saying, especially all those times here when I did this my ass now. I just didn't think I would say, damn, I need to be here.
Guy, what we do today?
Fuck you. Don't worry, we'll be back stronger. We'll be back stronger. Gonna slawa. No testing.
I'm making fair wheezy. Well, my name is Victor Kwachi, and
yep.
This is the Luigi Brothers podcast. We are going to be discussing football. We'll be mostly discussing Arsenal, the Premier League, and Manchester United.
The league leaders, Arsenal.
Yeah,
it's
no longer lonely at the top, Abi.
He's lonely at the top still.
Guy, it's just 4 points. I mean, 5 points.
It's 5 points.
3 games in hand.
Yeah, I'll beat Man City.
Let's just go right here, sir.
I'll beat Man City. Man City.
Yeah, who's beat Man City?
I'll beat Man City.
Where?
Etihad.
Have you ever beaten Man City at Etihad?
Last time I beat them was 2015.
Since 2015?
Yeah.
How long is that? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. 8 years, bro.
Do you know when last I beat Tottenham at their home?
When? Okay, you won Tottenham this season.
So I'll do it.
Wait, so you get hope, so you will win Arsenal? Man City.
Yes, now. It's a do or die game. At this point, I know. This is not like, okay, if it was that point when maybe if they win, I'll still be gapping them with like 3 points or 4 points. Maybe the boys would have played with maybe like some slack and everything. But now, it's a do or die affair.
You'd be like,
we must win.
You know no purple.
We must win. I trust my boys.
Which is your boys? You don't know
Pep. I trust my boys.
See, Pep. If Pep sees an opportunity, Pep has never missed an opportunity.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what,
if Pep sees an opportunity,
there was something Haaland said immediately after World Cup. Haaland said, "Now the league is back. Let the chasing begin." And the way the guy said it, like, I felt fear in me. Like, immediately the guy said, "Let the chasing begin." It's like it sent shivers down my ribs. Say, guy. Game is on.
Haaland is a robot.
And there's something I noticed I'm not sure about the game, but I guess since that their game against Burnley in FA Cup, since that game, they've been unnecessarily ruthless.
Guy, 7-0, 6-0.
I'm telling you,
4-0,
it's like if they don't 4-1. Get to 4, if they don't get to 4, the match is not ending. A guy.
About Man City. Man City can be scoring you 3 goals, guy, and then you see 3 goals, and maybe it's 80 minutes, and you see Bernardo chasing the ball.
I'm telling you,
see De Bruyne very hungry. Guy, I love Man City for that kind of thing. But see my team, guy. My team, they score you 1-2, they'll relax. This guy, they won the match. Only Manchester United can score 4 goals in a match and draw that match.
Arsenal have done it against Anderlecht in Champions League. I can never forget. We were winning that game 4-0. Anderlecht came back 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. Like, don't worry. Arsenal is equally useless.
Okay, but I want you guys to bottle this league.
No, we are not bottling it. Why would want us to bottle this? I don't know why.
Let me explain.
Okay, let me hear you.
I hate Man City, and Man City, if they win this,
they are your direct rivals.
No, they are not my rivals. Like, they are my
your
neighbors.
City rivals.
They are my city rivals. Yeah. But when it comes to success, they are not near me, so I won't classify them as rivals.
But
you see, personally, why I want Arsenal to pursue this league, I know you. Yeah. I know like four others in my area. They be on my neck. They be disturbing me this season.
Come on, Arsenal, we deserve the joy. We deserve the. No. You guys were focusing on us too. You guys were always Arsenal. You calm down. You fall. So each week we were not coming down. We have to get back at you guys.
No, that's not what my fans did for you guys. You know, when this thing started was that 3-1, that first leg that won you guys 3-1. You guys just started hitting us.
Yes, now you guys won by that was not a fair win, and it's not like us were fair
for you guys. So if Man City wins this league, I don't know any Man City fans. I will limit Man City fans on Twitter.
Are you serious?
I don't know any Man City fan, guys.
You don't know any Man City. Your direct City rivals have lifted how many trophies.
If they win this league, that would be their 6th or 7th.
Are you serious?
20. I don't fucking care.
They've lifted like 6 or 7 where you've not lifted any.
I've had the worst patches in my history, guys. I've went
with City rival.
Hell now, City have won the league before. City have been around like since before Fergie now.
Of course, but how many leagues do they have? They didn't win up to 2 or 3 before this whole time when they began to boom again since like 2010 or something.
Yeah.
But, bro, I don't know why you want your direct City. It's like me wanting Tottenham to lift a trophy ahead of.
Hear me out. If
Tottenham is shit, they should remain shit.
Hear me out. If Man City win this league. Yeah. They have done hat trick. The only person that has done hat trick in England is Sir Alex Ferguson. That's why I sincerely, inside me, I don't want to win. But why I just want Arsenal to bottle it?
I'm not bottling the league.
It's because all the Arsenal fans I know are giving me stick.
I'm not bottling the league.
You guys deserve the league, to be honest. You guys deserve. Arsenal fans have been patient. Arsenal fans have been very loyal all these years. You guys deserve to.
It's not even about our fan base. Fuck the fan base. But those boys, the boys playing, like, they showed me something that I've not seen in a very, 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 very long time. Like, they gave me hope to watch Arsenal. Because look up, before Arteta was appointed, when we were going to, like, lower half of the table, I was already losing interest in football, not just in Arsenal. I was already losing interest in football. Like, I didn't even, who gives a fuck about weekend games? Like, it was like, same old shit. We'll go there and they'll beat us. We'll go there, we'll get beaten. West Brom will fucking beat us. Burnley will fucking, like, everybody was beaten. So I was already losing interest in football, self generally. All I was doing was just, okay, check scores online and see the same old shit. They've beat us now. Move. So like, it was like this team that Arteta is building now is like giving, showing Arsenal fans a difference in like giving us hope. A young team at that, not just like a team that will play for like 3 years and everybody is disbanded already.
I swear,
a young team that probably like that will hope to win together, play for longer.
But we are coming for Saka. Yeah.
Come here.
Bro, I walked. See this guy.
We are coming for who?
We are coming for Saka.
Forget. You cannot come. Bro. My fans, you guys are delusional.
Oga, I've worked with your best players Saka. Countless times. I've worked with Van Persie. I worked with Alex Sanchez. Is it Saka? I cannot sign.
Wait, excuse me. I gave you Sanchez because. At that point, Sanchez was not even top gear form again. He was not. Van Persie. I gave you Van Persie. But see, you cannot. This guy forget. You cannot get Saka. It's like you thinking you get. It's like somebody thinking they were going to get Henry. Then, bro, this is my foundational player. No, anybody gets Saka. Is after Saka has done everything he wants to do in Arsenal. After Saka has lifted, let me tell you, the only time Saka can leave Arsenal is after Saka has lifted like 5 Premier Leagues and he has lifted Champions League with Arsenal. Yes, now, because Henry put out the challenge to him. Henry told him to surpass what he has done in Arsenal, become the Arsenal guy. Let it not be Henry's face that is there again.
Let it be Saka's face.
As the ultimate legend. can you make it your face? That was, it's like since then, since Saka changed the celebration to that Henry's holding the pole, yeah. Like since then. So like, bro, forget.
No, I'm just trying to let you know that.
You cannot get
Manchester United is a bigger team than Arsenal. If you want Saka, Manchester United is a bigger team than Arsenal.
That's a lie.
Where's your European trophy, bro? Where are your Premier League trophies?
Excuse me.
How many Premier League trophies do you have?
I have 13.
How many do I have?
I don't give a fuck. I have 13. 13 is enough for me 20. To make mouth.
Oh, yeah. I have 20. I'm bigger than you, bro. 13 is a good number
to make.
Let's move on to something else. Still on the Arsenal matter, Sha. You are playing Man City next.
We're going to go to United now. Small club.
No, we're going to United. You guys are the ones bottling the big now. I'm just trying to get clarity here. If you guys do not win the league, let's say you guys bottle the league, you finish second, and then
why are you calling me bottle?
Because you've been first like since this season began now. That's why I'm calling you.
I'm at war with Man City.
If you guys bottle the league, you finish second. If you guys lose to Man City.
If we finish second.
Okay, you finish. if you finish second, you get Champions League that you haven't played for 5 years.
Yeah. You guys remind me. I'm trying to paint the picture, bro. Okay,
if you second, you get Champions League.
Uh-huh.
That means you haven't won a trophy.
Yeah.
And then United that finishes. Let's say United finishes third or fourth.
Yeah.
With their trophy.
Who has had the best? Carabao Cup.
Yeah, with Carabao Cup trophy.
Let's be specific about.
Yeah, Carling Cup.
No, stop. Carabao trophy. No, Carabao Cup.
It's not a trophy.
Because you guys have won Carabao Cup now, then you guys are putting Carabao Cup up there.
We're not putting it up there. It's a trophy now.
When everybody else was winning Carabao Cup,
dude, Liverpool won it last season.
Everybody used to shoot on it.
Made mouth with it.
No,
you guys cannot do this to us. You guys cannot do it. It already comes to mind.
Remember, Man City was winning multiple Carabao Cups. People were shitting on Carabao Cup.
They still count it as trophy.
Carabao Cup 4 times.
Man City won treble that season. They added Carabao Cup to that treble. Nobody has been shitting on Carabao Cup, right? It's just rival fans who say it's a shit cup when they have won it. But my question, you haven't answered my question. Who would have a better season? United or Arsenal?
Oh, now we have to put this in context.
You have to put it in context
because you have to look at Arsenal's season before.
United season before.
Yes, you have to look at the two of them before. Now, with Arsenal's season before, like it is like a huge step going up.
Actually.
To even try and compete for the league. With how fragile and everything the squad was as at last season, Manchester United too. I have to give it to Ten Hag. I have to give it to him. Coming in first season, so like there's already a set play. There's already a way that you know that Manchester United attacks games already. Even though the personnel may not be the standard that he wants, but you can already see that he has already put in his like. His set style of play, so yeah, I have to give him that. Now, talking of who had a better season, Arsenal had a better season. Come on. I fought for the league till the end.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I fought for the league till the end. That's come on. You and I are playing in the league, so why are you not up there with me? Why are you not up there with me where I am?
I agree, but I still think that. Well, it depends, Sha. For me personally, this season has been a success. Like as a Manchester United fan.
For Ten Hag to lift a trophy.
Because I don't expect it.
For him, okay, yeah, Arteta won a trophy FA in his Cup. First half season too.
Yeah.
But yeah, for Ten Hag to win a trophy in his first season, we have to give him that. We have to give Manu that. We'll probably see Manu probably. And the only reason why I'll give Manu that is because I know that Arsenal got eliminated from some cups quite early. if we had gone the distance in some of those cups, I would still say we had a better season, but we got eliminated from some cups quite early, so not nice.
Anyway.
But still, we had a better season.
Whatever you say, guy, we'll go on a short break. After we come back from this break, we'll continue. We should discuss small clubs.
Yeah,
let's start with the smallest of them all. A club that Nagelsmann withdrew himself from the running. I don't get Todd Boehly at Chelsea, man.
Like, please don't stain my white.
For real, man. for real. Don't stain my white.
Yeah, Chelsea. I just want to see them keep going down. Like, I don't even want to see them going down.
Guy, I love this downfall. I love it. But I have the thought, Sha. If they don't get, like, Nagelsmann, they don't get Enrique. They should go for Mourinho, guy.
Mourinho.
I know it's not the style of play.
He cannot use those players they have.
He can.
He cannot use them.
They have
Chelsea. He cannot use Modric.
Chelsea has players.
He cannot use Philly. He cannot. Nkunku.
There's already
they
no
have
budget.
Too many players. That's their problem.
Yeah,
they have
Mourinho use Kante. Mourinho use Enzo.
Yeah, he has
Mourinho use Kovac.
But Kante give you what Prime Kante was giving you.
Kante, I saw glimpses. I've seen glimpses. Yeah. I don't know what Chelsea are doing Kovac. If you give me Kovac now, like,
that's one of the best central midfielders in Premier League. I don't know what they are doing.
Put Kovac in my midfield.
I don't know what they are doing.
Everywhere.
I have an issue with Potter and Graham Potter. I don't even know why they signed him in the first place. They should have gone back to look at statistics. Okay, Sha. Maybe
they didn't really, not just him doing well.
Now look at this guy. Look at that guy at Brighton.
Deserve it.
Brighton today, when he was Brighton's coach, Brighton will come out today with a 3-5-2 formation. Tomorrow they will come out with a 4-4-3. Tomorrow they will come out with 4-4-2.
Mm.
They didn't have like a known like style of play to say, okay, oh, this is Brighton. This is what we
that's
do.
That's under Potter.
Yes, under Potter. To say this is the type of football we play.
Mm.
They were just a little exciting to watch under Potter. Under De Zerbi now like this, they already have, everybody knows the type of game they play. They are possession based. Their technique has gone up. Like, of course, you know that on training ground, he's already training them like close touches, things as simple as that. Close touches and other things like that. De Zerbi has taken them to another level. Potter never uses the same 11. I'm not sure I've ever seen that man use an 11 and repeat it the game after.
I think he has.
Are you sure?
At Brighton, but not at Chelsea.
At Brighton.
Potter was doing extremely well for me at Brighton. I was just shocked with what I saw at Chelsea. Because that time he had, maybe you see the personnel, he had great players.
Yeah.
But then,
even the players at Chelsea are better now.
I know, they were pulling up results. They were pulling up results against Liverpool, against United.
They did Arsenal bad too when he was there.
So I don't just know what happened at Chelsea was. What we want for Chelsea is for Lampard to sign a 5-year contract.
Woof! I'll say amen to that.
That's what we want. We want this downfall to continue.
I'm telling you.
What?
I'm telling you.
These are days we've prayed for.
I need them to copy us now. Trust the process. Sign a former player. That's Lampard. Lampard is the man for the job.
Lampard is the man for the job.
Yes.
Yes. We want Lampard.
Build the team.
We are so evil. But no,
that's actually good advice. Build with Lampard.
Let's talk about the Europa League. United were eliminated from the Europa League. Bro, 3-0, Sevilla. Sevilla flogged us 3-0, bro.
It was a delight to watch. I'm happy I watched it with this man.
we watched it together. We saw as all those goals were going.
God.
Oh my God.
All I have to say is that Maguire's time is up. De Gea's time.
No, why would you say? That is experience.
Fuck you.
You can. How would
fuck you?
Experience is indispensable. How would you? You want an existing dressing room and you don't want Dahia.
I'm not saying Dahia should go. You should sign a new number one.
Maguire should stay too. Maguire is your captain.
Yeah.
How would you say your captain should go?
I hear you.
Come on. Maguire in the World Cup. Maguire was very, very good in the World Cup. Coming back to Man U, even your coach self was praising him. Your coach said that Maguire is showing leadership skills.
Yeah.
He's a vocal captain.
Maguire is a great captain.
Maguire
is a
80 million Maguire.
I recant my statement.
That was the most expensive defender.
We need Maguire at Man United. Yeah. We need him at Man United.
Wait, you were
the draws, the Europa League draws.
The Europa League draws. Are there draws?
And,
I thought it was straightforward.
Mourinho is going to play Bayer Leverkusen.
Bayer Leverkusen.
Xabi Alonso is the coach. And Xabi Alonso.
Bayer Leverkusen is where this boy is, yeah? Moussa Diaby, their right winger. Is it the right or left winger? Yeah, he's there. He's Bayer Leverkusen. Xabi Alonso, yeah. He's their coach.
Mourinho coached Alonso.
Yeah, he coached Alonso.
I remember it.
I'm telling you, football heritage.
Yeah, I love Mourinho. I hope he wins it. Actually.
That's him. Now, that will be him lifting Conference League in his first season with Roma.
Okay.
Let's just even say he gets to Europa finals.
And he's in the top four in Serie A.
In Serie A with Roma.
With Roma. Dilapidated form.
I swear.
Yeah, I think it's only Dybala he signed.
Yeah, it's only Dybala he signed. Okay, no, he's okay.
He signed
okay,
Matic. He signed a few players.
Okay, yeah. And the first time he came, he signed this boy, this Chelsea boy, Abraham. Yeah.
Bro, Mourinho is the good coach. Pep has nothing on good Mourinho.
I believe that.
Mourinho has done shit that Pep cannot do. Like, Mourinho can
succeed. He has lifted trophies with some of the weirdest things.
Mourinho can succeed at Man City, but can Pep succeed at Porto?
That's the thing.
Mourinho can do what Pep has done at Bayern, but can Pep do what Mourinho has done at Roma or even Inter Milan? Pep needs the budgets. Pep needs his idealistic players, technical players that can play what he wants. Mourinho is just everyone he can use. Mourinho is a good player.
There's so much football going on.
Okay, let's talk about the football that is going on today.
Yeah,
we're recording this on Saturday, the 22nd of April.
It's already 22nd April.
Okay, I'm telling
you. Damn. The other games coming up today, we have Brentford and Aston Villa by 3 p.m., Crystal Palace and Everton by 3 p.m., Leicester versus Wolves by 3 p.m., then lastly, Liverpool and Nottingham Forest by 3 p.m.
Okay, United don't have any match, Premier League match this weekend. And Man City too. They play Cup.
Yeah, you are playing the FA Cup. Yeah, that's true.
Boy, I want us to win.
There's a banger game on Sunday. Newcastle versus Tottenham.
Mad. Now top 4 decider.
Yeah, that'll be a top 4 decider.
Damn.
The game is by 2 p.m. Yeah, by 2 p.m.
What are your top 4 dream signings for Arsenal this summer?
Okay. I want another right back because I want Tomiyasu to be shifted to left back or center back. So I want another right back, and the right back I want is Ivan Fresneda from Real Valladolid. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think, yeah, Real Valladolid. That boy, he's like 18 or 19 or 20. But if you see his build, he looks so physical. Like, he doesn't look like a teenager or something like that. Mm. Or a youngin or something. He looks big. And he's very, very technical. Like, he can play the inverted fullback role where he falls into midfield. And he can still play the normal
traditional
right back role where he goes up and down the flank. Like, the boy is very, 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 very dope. I want him by all means. I'm telling you, I want him by all means. Then I want, okay, I'm not sure I can get both Caicedo and Declan Rice. So I think So I'll be going for Declan Rice.
I still don't understand how you want your midfield to work with Declan Rice, bro. You have Partey, you have Declan Rice.
Xhaka will go.
Odegaard in front.
One of Xhaka or Partey that is not in form will sit down. So anyone that is not in form will sit down.
Okay.
That's it. You have to compete for spaces now. Man City have De Bruyne. They have Bernardo Silva. They have Gundogan. They have Rodri. They have what is their midfielders again?
You don't call them now. Calvin Phillips.
Yeah, they have Calvin Phillips. They have.
You've called the Gundogan.
Yeah, I've called Gundogan. I've called Palmer, Bernardo.
They have Foden.
Yeah, Palmer.
They have Jack Grealish.
They have a lot. You see, there's like a lot of competition for. Yeah. See their centre backs. They have John Stones. They have Ake. They have this guy. What do they call this Dortmund guy?
Yeah.
Akanji. They have this boy Ruben Diaz.
He's the first Pep played 4 centre backs against Bayern Munich.
Yeah.
4 fucking centre backs.
Ateta played John 4 centre backs against Liverpool. Like our first leg where we beat Liverpool 3-2. He used 4 centre backs. He used White. He used Saliba. He used Gabriel and he used Tomiyasu. Tomiyasu was left back. Tomiyasu was on Salah that day. I need a Saka replacement.
Competition for Saka.
I need competition for Saka. I have Nelson, but Nelson he's not hitting those levels yet. So I want competition for Saka. I want Moussa Diaby. I want someone who can do something that Saka doesn't really do.
You don't need a 9.
I think I need a 9, but I'm not sure if I'm desperate for one.
Actually.
I still have this boy, Folarin Balogun.
Okay, he's on loan, yeah?
Yeah,
okay.
He's on loan in Rams. Folarin Balogun will come and you struggle for. Nketiah is still there. Jesus is still there. Jesus cost me yesterday, man. That's my problem with Jesus. He knows how to do all the work outside the box, but finish it. Finish this chance for me. He had like five chances yesterday that he should have finished. Bro, that's what I like in Nketiah. In Nketiah cannot look at the post. Sometimes I even get annoyed at Nketiah to say pass. In Nketiah cannot see the post and be doing. You play it. He will score the goals. He might not be able to do all the work. He might not be able to do all the hold up play. He might not be able to get everyone up the pitch.
Yeah.
But when it comes to finishing those balls in the 18-yard, I don't know. I trust in Nketiah for that. And I want Jesus to work on himself. That's why Man City shipped him out and got Haaland. I see.
I think for my own team. Reflect
you. You need a total squad.
Ralf Rangnick said that Manchester United needs an open heart surgery.
You guys are not that bad, though.
We need players in every position.
They actually meet a bad crop of players.
It's just that the players.
You guys have 2 right backs.
We're good right back. We're good at
Wan-Bissaka, Dalot.
At left back.
At centre back.
At left back, we're good.
Also. Yes, now you have Luke Shaw and Malasia.
At centre back, we need one more. We just have.
Okay, you have
Varane. We have Varane, Martinez, and Lindelof.
You have Maguire.
If I slap you.
Why are you not mentioning? That's the most expensive defender in the world.
You know that.
You have to mention.
Deep down, you know that Maguire is not good. He's not good enough, guy.
Maguire is World Cup standard.
He's not good enough. Yeah.
Maguire played for England. For England. In the World Cup.
Sadly.
And he didn't jabble.
We're not talking about England. We're talking about Manchester United. So I want Kim Min-jae from Napoli.
Yo, that's a baller.
His clause is 40M.
I want another center. No, it's okay. If we get Fresneda, then I don't need another center
back. So if we get the center back, so Min-jae for Min-jae. Our center back.
Will Napoli sell him?
His release clause is 40M.
40M.
Yes.
You guys should have to trigger it.
I want Brentford's goalkeeper.
Raya.
Raya is actually. And then when it comes to short stopping. He's not as good as De Gea, but he's quite decent.
But he's actually my goalkeeper in FPL.
It's his legs, guy. He's very, very good. When it comes to my midfield, I still want De Jong. De Jong, please.
Guy, that's a dream midfielder.
I still want De Jong.
I'll take Rice and De Jong.
Get out.
I'll take
Christ, bro.
I still want the jump, bro.
That's like the dream central
guy,
midfielder.
Guy, Ten Hag was onto something when he had us pushing the jump for an entire summer. Yeah, I watched the jump. Like after that saga, bro, I went to go and watch the jump. Like, why do we need this guy, bro? This guy is dynamic.
This boy is
a beautiful footballer. He's a beautiful footballer. But if you can't get the job,
He can operate in every
guy, every position.
I swear,
from midfield back to defense, guy.
In every form of game, safe. There are some games where the play is transitional, like it's too fast. Counter, big.
And that's a Premier League for you now.
Possession based. He can work in any of them.
I want the junk. Let's go and get him. 70M, 80M. I beg, Baka.
Baka will sell him 120.
I don't mind. How old is he? 25? Maybe 28?
Like 27 or so.
Okay, 120. Anyhow, Sha, if you can't get the junk, let's get Caicedo. Caicedo is the glue to that Brighton team.
Yes.
That's the glue for that team, guy. And I'm just imagining midfield pair of Caicedo, Casemiro, and Bruno. That shall not pass.
No. That's not balanced. That's not balanced. All the use Casemiro and Caicedo.
I want that. Dude, have you seen Man United play football? This is, they are so. What would I call it? Porous. I've been waiting in transitions. Like when teams are in transitions against us. Casemiro doesn't have pace. You understand? So they just breeze through our midfield. And Eriksen is not someone that marks. So if we're in transition, Isaiah Casemiro is at the right position because he's very good at anticipation.
Yeah, he's very good at that.
But if he doesn't anticipate well, guy, we're toast. We're gone. So I want Caicedo or the job. Then I hope Mr. Green will come. Okay, let me keep quiet. I don't want us to be cancelled. that we want Greenwood back.
Okay, Greenwood.
Yeah. I don't want us to be cancelled.
No, even the courts and
everything. But I want Kane.
Kane
is more secure. Kane is not like a gamble. Kane is going to come up front.
Yeah, I want sure. Ivan Toney.
But Osimhen.
I want Ivan Toney.
Osimhen. Toney is
good. I'll pick Ivan Toney before Osimhen.
Yeah, actually.
Just because Ivan Toney has
proven himself in the league. Yeah. So those are our dream signings.
He already knows who is who, what team is this. He already knows some stuff.
You know, I think Ten Hag said he wanted Toney in January. This January, when Ronaldo left. A fucking board did not go and get him. Got him in August.
Brentford were not going to let him go half of the season. Because they found themselves in a good position.
I think they are 7th, I'll be 8th.
That's the same reason why Brighton didn't let Caicedo go, because they already found themselves in a good position, and if they just let him go,
Caicedo is going down. Caicedo is on 3-5 a week.
Yeah, they're giving him a new contract now. Yeah, that was like slave trade.
guy, somebody said, you know, Mbappe gets 60 million bonus every year from PSG.
Damn.
Then somebody now said that all of what France too for Africa, they are paying this back to
Mbappe. I'm telling you, I don't even mind at this point. He's a black man. Let the black man
cash. Let my king cash out, bro. Let the king cash out, bro.
Because what the
bro? You know the first time
Mbappe's deal is, there's something in that deal.
Guy, blood money, no do this one.
Emmanuel Macron called that guy to tell him to stay in PSG. Fucking France president called him to stay. They would have offered him so much. PSG would have offered him so much already.
Every year.
Because he was like the biggest club in the world wanted him.
Real Madrid, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, alright. I think this brings us to the end of this show for this week. We are going to be back fully with all the boys.
Brothers.
All the boys will be here on the next episode.
Yeah.
Recap.
Make sure you don't miss it.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. It's Victor Kachi here signing out.
It's your boy Bon J. Stay safe.
This is not COVID.